gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road. Right now, rock right now. Hey, hello everyone, welcome to the Viral Report. I'm Lamar. Alright, so I hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm having a wonderful, ecstatic day today. And you know, speaking of rocking, 90s rapper Trick Daddy appears to be off his rocker according to social media, because fresh audio of him has been leaked from the still somewhat popular app Clubhouse. Now, for those who don't know, basically Clubhouse is a live audio chatting app where random people have conversations in real time inside of a room. Alright, so Trick Daddy and others were having a discussion about music, and before you know it, Beyonce and Jay-Z came up. And that's when Trick Daddy and a few of the co-signers start saying Beyonce can't write her own songs, let alone get her voice in formation to sing a song. And then they went on to say that Jay-Z ain't never won Best Rapper Alive. Basically what he was saying, you know, is Jay-Z, all he's ever had was a blueprint to Beyonce's young cooch at the time. Cause y'all know, Jay-Z was damn near 32 years old when he met the 18-year-old virgin Beyonce. Alright? But anywho, I want you all to go ahead and check out this viral video if you hadn't seen it.
Beyonce fucking with her cause she see money. Beyonce ain't trying to give back the music and none of that. Beyonce don't write music and Betty can sing her motherfuckers. So Beyonce can't sing.
I don't like Beyonce.
Okay.
She definitely can't sing.
I don't know why they be thinking she can sing. They just.
Man, I watched my godmama train Beyonce, give her vocal lessons all her career, man. Beyonce can't go.
All she do is holler.
Listen, Beyonce,
she can sing,
but she not roll like that.
I'm gonna say my unpopular opinion right now. Beyonce is to R&B what Jay-Z is to New York. That's why they together. Jay-Z ain't never won the greatest rapper alive. Whoever put him on a level of that. New York lost Biggie. They needed a hero. They wanted to be the mega of hip hop, and they just handed it over to Jay-Z. You go back and you do the history of records and all that.
Oh, Jay-Z is Mike.
Man, DMX was doing 10, 15 million an album, man.
Oh, definitely, because it definitely wasn't no damn Jay-Z.
But don't
y'all gotta remember, Jay-Z changed his name 3-4 times.
So did.
Yeah.
The first time y'all ever heard of Jay-Z, he got on a record with some nigga from down south called Big Pimpin.
Yeah.
No, I heard him on the hard record.
Yeah.
And y'all, they'll tell y'all right now, oh, that's Jay-Z song. And you'll go Google and they'll say, yeah, it's Jay-Z song. Right?
The South put him on.
But they ain't gonna tell you, Jay-Z bought the motherfucker song after the bitch got big.
Mm. That's UGK song, man.
Yep, so
that ain't nothing about that record. It's no East Coast New York record. Nothing about that.
Nothing.
And then at that time, what East Coast nigga came and got a nigga from the South to do a record with him, man?
Right.
Well, we got a vote for that at least. That's for a little bit. That's kind of hard. That's hard.
Now you can't tell what nigga from. All them niggas sound like us in the South now.
Yep.
Alright, so y'all just heard what Trick Daddy had to say. Well, when the Beehive heard what Raisin Bran Face had to say, they were not happy. Because, you know, you just can't say anything about Beyonce without people getting in their feelings about a woman they don't know. Now, I want you all to go ahead and check out what the internet had to say, and I'll be back with the rest of my commentary.
Come here. Shut your stupid ass up. Say that, folks. Come here, say it.
You see now, you done fucked up, you know that, don't you?
I see
what I'm saying.
I thought.
No, so you know what I'm saying? That you done fucked up now, you know that, don't you?
Oh. boy. You doing music like you said in 1998, boy.
Ooh.
The last time you was on a record is because Trina was on there.
You
everybody is right
dream.
Here in this audience
she
have heard Trina
That's
over
do.
The last 10 years.
That's why.
Have we heard Trick Daddy? Hell no. So let's talk about it.
There ain't f***ing funny.
Slip and slide records. It ain't my fault Ted stole all your money and you ain't got another hit in you. You can't, he took your youth, gave them whores and hound dogs to you and let them get you sick. And now you ain't got enough energy to even stand up in the studio long enough to write a hit. Don't get mad at me. I love you, TWD. I fuck with you. You cook me collard greens, you know, chicken, even though it tastes like wood. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? You see the macaroni soggy, the peas all mush, and your chicken tastes like wood and cocaine because you was snorting the whole time, not washing your hand. Fuck, nigga, I didn't even want to eat nothing at your house. But I didn't tell nobody that. I'm dead, y'all. I done fell out. I'm dead. I'm back alive, bitch. The death angel falling you. It ain't falling me.
When you get your damn mind, you call me.
There we go. There we go. Got his ass. What was all that shit, boy? Come on now, get up!
Alright, so y'all just seen what social media had to say. And look, that was funny. But you know what? I'll say this. In closing, people are entitled to their own thoughts and opinions. Beyoncé is not, and I repeat, not a god or a goddess. Why people worship her ass as if she's this high and powerful deity baffles me. You know, if Magic Daddy and the Supremes inside the clubhouse think Beyonce can't sing, then that's their opinion. Beyonce, Beyonce's achievements and accomplishments are cemented in the history books. They don't need defending, okay? They don't need the fans or so-called fans out here defending her work. Why are you getting all worked up? It makes no sense. This shouldn't even be a viral topic. And I'm sure Beyonce and Jay-Z, they aren't bothered by what Trick Daddy had to say. So why are people so personally pressed about Beyonce? Now, me personally, I never thought Beyonce was a strong vocalist. She's no Jennifer Hudson. She's no Whitney Houston. She's no Christina Aguilera. She's no Jasmine Sullivan. She's not even a Mariah Carey, for goodness sakes. And nobody can argue that. The only thing that she has on the five people I just mentioned is her performances. I think personally, Kelly Rowland is a better singer and she's cuter in the face than Beyonce. That's just my personal opinion. You don't have to agree with it. You know, and no shade to Beyonce, but without makeup on, Beyonce reminds me of uncooked pancake batter. And to me, Jay-Z, he just looks like, I don't know, nowadays, an aging tarantula. Now, what Beyonce has going for her is her fair skin and her dance performances. If she didn't have that going for her, she'd be average at best. Average at best. And honestly, she knows her vocals alone can't carry her. That's why she has to have these over-the-top performances to distract from her voice. That's just a level or two above Carrie Hilson's. And you know what? I'm not a body hater. But sometimes Beyonce songs, they just sound like this to me. And these become my facial expressions. And then when I try to interpret what she's saying, it comes off like this. Let me know your thoughts down below. Was Trick Daddy wrong for the comments he made? Am I wrong for my thoughts on Beyonce and Jay-Z? Let me know in the comments down below. I love you for watching. I'll see that beautiful face in the next one. Peace. Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one.